This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Closing arguments were made today in the federal corruption trial of Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner. WBUR's David Boeri was at the courthouse, and he's here to tell us how the situation looks for Turner now that the jury is deliberating. David, it was a somewhat wild day for closing arguments. Give us the recap of what happened today.
The recap. It was a wild day. The prosecutor got down to business right away. Looking the jurors after Chuck Turner had sat down with his attorney, the prosecutor looked at the jurors, said, on August 3rd, 2007, this man took a bribe of $1,000, and boom, we were away. And the prosecutor was relentless with his attack. He talked about, we had talked about the preacher's handshake. This idea, this whole video in which you see something there. The prosecutor is fond of calling it a big, fat, green wad of money. And so it was, what is there? Turner had said, well, you know, the reason I didn't look down was because out of respect in the black community, we don't look down at something. It could be that if it was money, you wouldn't look down. It's called the preacher's handshake.
So this, again, was an allegation that Chuck Turner, the city councilor, was given $1,000 by a Roxbury businessman in hopes of pushing. In return, he would push for a liquor license
for that businessman.
That's the charge.
That's the theory, that it was for that. So Turner, he had gotten Turner, who took the stand yesterday, they say, well, I wouldn't have looked down because it's what we call the preacher's handshake. So in the closing arguments, one of the telling lines was the prosecutor saying, Mr. Turner calls this a preacher's handshake, as if there was something holy or religious about this. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Turner is no preacher. There was nothing godly about it. It was the oldest handshake in American politics, the slimy slide of cash, the greasing of the palms.
Now, you came on the show earlier this week and said Chuck Turner testified, and he said, I met with somebody. I don't remember if I met with this particular person. I seem to have been handed something in that video. I don't remember what I was handed. Now, Chuck Turner's lawyer spoke today and said he was given money.
No, not in a, remember, a lawyer in... This is a competing narrative. The lawyer, the closing arguments aren't evidence, and the jurors are instructed. This isn't evidence. So the lawyer, on behalf of Chuck Turner, trying to create doubt, suggests, you know what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is my opinion, okay, that's the key, said, Mr. Wilburn skimmed off $800 of it, put it in his own pocket. Now, this comes about because one of the doubts in this case, Wilburn says he gave him cash, but Wilburn never counted the money the FBI gave him.
So let me make sure I understand this. The FBI, as part of a sting operation, gave a businessman named Ron Wilburn $1,000 and said, use it to try to bribe Turner. Wilburn is saying, I kept $800 and gave Turner $200?
It is a little confusing. The government alleges that Turner took a $1,000 bribe. Now, its own witness says he gave him cash, but their own witness said he didn't count the money out ahead of time. And unbelievably, the FBI didn't frisk the informant to find out what he had beforehand and what he had afterwards so that they could say, yeah, he gave him the money. So nobody knows, there's no record, that he gave him anything or something. So we have something that looks like money. He says, well, the government told me it was $1,000. And in this is the doubt, Sasha. They're creating the doubt in the jurors. So the defense attorney says, you know what I think he did? I think Wilburn took $800 for himself, skimmed it, and gave him something far less than $1,000.
And you talked to Turner's attorney today after closing arguments, is that right?
That's right. We talked to Turner's, yes, yes.
We have some sound from him?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the point, and before we go to the sound, we should just say, remember, it's extortion. The first count is extortion, and what he was making, what Wilson was making to the jury, the point he was making, knowing. He has to knowingly accept it. He has to know that this is something that's being given to him as a bribe in exchange for something that he might do. So let's listen to Barry Wilson.
Mr. Turner did nothing but his job, and they didn't prove anything different. There has to be a knowing that Mr. Turner knew when he gave him whatever he gave him that he was being asked to do something beyond, you know, because of his job, beyond it. They didn't prove it. The case was from hunger.
This was
from
Barry,
hunger.
This
is
Barry Wilson, the lawyer for City Council.
That's right.
Turner.
And he's just dumped what he thinks is a half a ton of gravel on the prosecution's case.
You spoke to Turner also today?
Turner afterwards, and this is what Chuck Turner had to say.
I'm so glad it's over. If I'm found not guilty, I will continue to do the work that I've been doing as a counselor. If I'm found guilty, I'll go to prison and do prison organizing.
Now, that's classic Chuck Turner, man of the people, the head of the Green Rainbow Party, somebody that truly believes, idealistically believes, that he should have taken the stand. He still doesn't regret taking the stand, although everybody else associated with him regrets his taking the stand.
In the time we have left, you say there's a bigger picture here.
Much bigger picture. Now, the jurors go out and they're going to deliberate. The judge said, don't go beyond the charges here. However, look at this case, and ultimately you have to look at this case for what it is. It's a $1,000 bribe given by a $30,000 informant in a several million-dollar trial brought by the federal government. And what do we have at the end of the day? It was an investigation, supposedly an investigation of the Boston Licensing Commission and the giving of licenses. Barry Wilson, very importantly, said afterwards they gave, that in front of a grand jury, the head of the Boston Licensing Commission was given immunity. What do you have at the end of the day? You have nobody from the Boston Licensing Commission in front of the bar. Two people have been charged. One, you could say, Chuck Turner was a munchkin on the yellow brick highway, going nowhere, having nothing to do with this case. The other was Diane Wilkerson. There is a much bigger case, and it goes to, is this what the federal government should be doing in this case? You know, $1,000 bribe. How big is it?
So that's a question not for this jury, but perhaps for another time.
Well, they're hoping that it might be for the jury and that they can nullify the verdict. They're hoping for a hung jury here.
David Bueri, WBR reporter, thanks for that update. David Bueri is at the federal courthouse today covering the corruption trial of Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner.